The federal government will introduce long-awaited legislation to force popular streaming services to produce more Australian content. The proposed rules will apply to streamers with more than 1 million Australian subscribers. So that's a club including Netflix, Disney Plus and Amazon Prime. And it will see these streamers spend more to spend a share of their local revenue on making Australian content. Matthew Diener is CEO of Screen Producers Australia. What's the lay of the land here? What do the figures tell us about the current state of production of locally produced content here in Australia?
Look, we've had over the last few years a drop from commercial television, and that's probably at the same time we've had local streaming services come in. They've done a bit when they first launched, but the international services have dropped over the last year, and we think the data that will come out this year will show that there's been quite a collapse in the amount of commissioning. So the industry's been in a bit of a crisis over the last 12 to 18 months. So the announcement that was made yesterday is really good news for the sector because it shows progress and forward thinking from the government when this has been regulation we needed for a long time.
And the whole ecosystem has changed so much with streaming services coming in, and given the expense of particularly things like drama, the broadcast model doesn't support that kind of production as much as they once did.
No, it's very hard for producers, and I represent producers who are raising funds, running small businesses. It's very hard to raise that sort of money now for a drama series. So you've got a problem where the world is struggling to make these sort of series, but you know there's still audiences for them, and you really need to look where the eyeballs have gone and where the money's gone, and that's gone from traditional media onto new platforms, including YouTube, but certainly the big streaming services like Netflix, Amazon, Disney Plus, Paramount Plus, they are the where audiences have gone, and that's been quite disruptive for the traditional media landscape.
And if we're on the front foot here, this is not just about having local content for local audiences. If good content is produced, it'll travel. It will do well with an international audience.
That's right. So there's a challenge with those big brands because there's a salience bias, right? Depending on what is in front of you, that is pretty what you will watch. But Australians love our stories. They love watching it when they're given the opportunity for well-made stories to be presented to them. But all of that is a challenge in an English language market like Australia, where we have to compete with the largest providers of audiovisual content in the United States and in the UK. So we've always needed levels of intervention in our market. Now, we've had that for a long time, and that supported the ecosystem, and that's been for commercial television. And it's also had resources for the national broadcasters to be able to ensure that Australians can see their stories and that we've had an industry built to be able to provide that to them. Now, we're about to find out the bill will be, I think the announcement is that the bill will be, you know, introduced tomorrow. From there, we'll understand what the pitfalls are otherwise in that legislation is, and we know that it won't solve every problem. We're dealing with the largest businesses globally who do not want regulation. Landing this is a very important milestone in the progress.
So under this legislation, as far as we understand, streamers will have to commit at least 10% of their local expenditure, or 7.5% of revenue on Australian content. Is that enough?
Yeah, we would always say there should be more. And what we're trying to do is navigate what is best in practice. We know that in many other European countries, there's a lower level than that. What we're really keen to make sure is there is a review that we understand will be in the regulation, so we can also work out how this is going and in 4 years' time assess that and work out if it's delivered.
Matthew Diener is a CEO of Screen Producers Australia, talking about this legislation, which is likely to be introduced tomorrow.